Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. In 49 states in the Union, private property is private property. Don't trespass, even if you're carrying a hunting rifle. But in North Dakota, you can walk onto anyone's land and hunt unless it's posted. I guess people are trying to get us back in line with the rest of the country. Huh?
And this issue has been in the North Dakota legislature. I don't think people would say, well, Lear, you're wrong, because there was one time, honestly, for probably 30 years that it's been in the North Dakota legislature. Maybe it missed a session here or there or something along that. But the continuous discussion on exactly what you explained on how property in North Dakota in the rural areas is open to hunting unless it's posted as to otherwise no hunting or no trespassing. And one of the things that we from Game and Fish, because we totally respectfully understand where the Stockman's Association comes from, whether you know, whether it's an official stand from a group, whether it's Farmers Union, anything like that, we understand where they come from. On the other side of it, our response has been similar to the fact that, well, if you don't want somebody to come out and shoot those coyotes, if you don't want somebody to come out and shoot those geese, then I guess you wouldn't have to worry about it. The point being is that there are some of those trophy species, deer and pheasants, where people want to make sure that they don't have somebody coming out there to shoot the pheasants that their son's going to come back on the weekend, or to shoot that deer that they want for themselves. But there's also the assistance that hunters can provide for those landowners, shooting the coyotes, shooting the Canada geese, shooting the snow geese, shooting the ducks that cause damage to soybeans, that cause the deer causing damage to alfalfa, the turkeys causing damage to silage, is that if you're a landowner, then you would actually, in those other 49 states, have to go post a sign that says, please come shoot the coyotes. Please come shoot the Canada geese that are destroying our soybeans. And that brings us to a point where we're at in the North Dakota legislature. The last session authorized a study for electronic posting. And those study counties were Ramsey and Devil's Lake, Richland and southeastern North Dakota, Starker Slope. One of the two in Weston. I apologize for not knowing the exact one, but three different counties, three different parts of the state.
I think it was Slope County.
I think it was.
Yes.
I think it was Slope County. And 79 landowners participated. They signed up about 78 tracts, whatever. The total number of acres, 38,000 acres, were put into this trial basis to see how it would work for hunters, to see how it would work from landowners. There's a number of bills in the legislature. I'm not going to get you wrapped around the axle, lost in the rough of the fairway with reading through. I'm going to tell you that two bills yesterday in the North Dakota Senate and Natural Resources Committees, Senate Bill 2036 and 2144, received unanimous due pass recommendations. The first bill moves forward the pilot project for another 2 years and expands it statewide.
Okay.
And I think logical, rational people can say, you know, when you're taking new technology and utilizing it, just saying, okay, here's what we're going to do, sometimes can result in unintended consequences.
Certainly. And some of them good. Some
right.
of them not good.
Some of them maybe not so good. I will also tell you that Senator Robert Eberle from Lair has been the pivot man in bringing farm and ranch with landowners and ranchers together with hunters and sportsmen's groups to try to find this common ground. And he's done a great job. And he's got strong ties to the farm and ranching industry from down in South Central North Dakota. And his work has resulted in both of these bills moving forward. The second bill would make electronic posting equal to physical posting, and the penalties would also be equal as well. So some of it comes down to, you know, definitions and administrative details. But as a hunter who has connections to the farmers and the ranchers, I know that there are a lot of hunters that are really, really saying, I'm not sure if I can support this. But there's also people like the director of Game and Fish, Terry Steinwan, and a lot of our other coworkers that are looking at this going, you know what? The trade-off could be these past years, the basically no trespass bill has been defeated by narrow margins. I think it was like 4 votes the last go around.
Wow.
So by supporting this from a game and fish standpoint, we don't want to make it harder for hunters and anglers. That's you know, our job is to provide opportunities for hunting and angling. But we also realize that by not supporting this, we would possibly risk going to a complete no trespass. If you talk to landowners that have signed up their land through this, one of them was quoted, and I'll give credit to Jack Dura from the Bismarck Tribune for putting together a good article. Jenny Schleck put together a good article as well, as reporting that they couldn't have their ATV started mm-hmm. by the time they had this all posted electronically. It made it very easy for them to do that.
Sure. And now, so something you said a minute or three ago kind of tripped my trigger. There was, in the pilot program in these 3 counties in North Dakota, the penalty for violating that was not, it was more of a slap on the wrist?
What you have to do is realize that as it stands right now, the way, these are studies. Mm-hmm. So North Dakota Century Code still, like if you had your land in the study in Richland County, you still had to physically post it for somebody to be charged with hunting on posted land.
Okay.
And so what you have to do is make sure when you have maybe that handoff, maybe that trade-off, that the penalties are all ready to go with electronic posting. So there's okay. also going to be, you know.
Now I get it. The law, the charge would read in court, hunting on posted land without permission.
And it would be electronic.
You're right.
Versus the physical, where it has to be like right now, if you live down by Sheldon, is Sheldon still in Richland County?
Nope,
it's not. If you live down by Colfax in Richland County and you signed up your land to be electronically posted last fall, you still had to actually go out and put the signs up. If somebody hunted on that land and it was electronically posted, there was no penalty.
Sure.
So it's a process of moving forward. And I, as a North Dakota native, when I woke up on Friday morning and I saw this and heard this, I'm like, I'm mildly surprised that it received a unanimous due pass recommendation. There's going to be, also some continued discussion when it goes into the full Senate.
Sure.
But when it gets a unanimous due pass from a committee, that carries a lot of weight, as we both know.
We both know. Oh, man. People are highly scrutinized if they vote against it.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
It's good news in that, okay, we're going to logically extend the electronic posting, make it statewide, continue the study for another couple of years.
Yeah. And the other thing is, as we always try to remind people, you know, from Game and Fish, whether, you know, if you're a farmer or a rancher, if you're a hunter or an angler, you do have to let your legislators know how you feel about it. Usually with hunting and fishing legislation, it's pretty easily, you know, there's usually a pretty groundswell of input that they receive. But nonetheless, that's what you have to do. If you feel strongly one way or another, you have to let them know. Otherwise, they're going to be left to their own devices.
Yeah, and especially this is good news for the folks out in the western part of North Dakota, where, there's some pretty large ranches out there, thousands of acres. That's a lot easier to post it electronically.
Right. And I think there was also a testimony yesterday from I'm not sure exactly where we're at, but legitimately, as you attest to that, he might need a boat to get to some of that land to put up a posted sign,
sure.
An ATV, a horse to get to some of that. Here's one thing I do need to say, though, from the hunting side of it. Just understand that, because I'm sure there's landowners going, it should just be blanket. It should just all be closed. They shouldn't be able to access my land. I understand that. It is your land. I also, and there can be a situation where there is one elderly lady that still lives on the farm, and she doesn't want to be asked. She doesn't want to have somebody come up to her door and knock on her door and say, can I go out and shoot those deer? Can I go out and shoot those coyotes? Can I go out and shoot those Canada geese? So it's easy to say, well, this should be unanimously supported. It's straight private property rights. Totally understand that. Also, understanding that there is a benefit that hunters provide. And I you've always been great about letting me put that out there, that there's a mutual benefit. You know, the hunters can help out the landowners. And I get those calls from Canada geese that have been destroyed in the soybean crop. And one of the best tools to destroy the Canada geese is the shotgun.
Right. That's right. Lead poisoning there. Well, no. Or steel poisoning.
Yeah. One of the best ways to control coyotes is with 22-250.
Yeah.
You know?
Good gun.
Yeah, right. Great gun.
Hey, in about 10 seconds.
Sure.
Ice ain't safe yet.
No, not yet. It's getting there, but get outdoors, stay safe, obey the rules, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Have a great weekend, Doug.
You too, my friend. Take care.
You betcha. Out of time Friday afternoon on Farm Talk. See you Monday.